From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Hong Kong is holding a candlelight vigil to commemorate the anniversary of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. Thousands of people packed Hong Kong's Victoria Park for the rally Thursday, which this year takes place just days ahead of a key vote to determine the territory's political future. The annual vigil is the only public event on Chinese territory where the Tiananmen massacre is remembered. Mainland authorities do not allow public discussion of the incident. The European Union said renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine this week is the most serious breach of the ceasefire that was agreed to in February by the warring sides. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Thursday, the EU's Executive Commission spokeswoman said that the most recent fighting is likely to create a new spiral of violence and suffering. She called on the warring sides to respect the Minsk ceasefire agreement reached in February by France, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and pro-Russia separatists. The agreement envisions a ceasefire and withdrawal of troops and heavy weapons, leading to a lasting solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. An Egyptian appeals court has ruled that former President Hosni Mubarak must face a retrial on charges related to the killing of protesters during the 2011 uprising that forced him from power. The court on Thursday accepted an appeal by prosecutors against an earlier ruling that dismissed the murder charges against the former authoritarian leader. The judge said the second and final trial will begin on November 5th. The 87-year-old Mubarak, who ruled Egypt for 29 years, has been in prison since his arrest in 2011. This is VOA News. Former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner says he has proof of financial dealings involving the organization's governing body and the 2010 general elections in his home country, Trinidad and Tobago. Warner, who has been charged in the FIFA corruption scandal, said in a televised address late Wednesday he has documents and checks that link FIFA with the Caribbean island nation's 2010 election. He says he will no longer keep secrets for people who seek to actively destroy Trinidad and Tobago's hard-won international image. U.S. President Barack Obama says China has already started putting out feelers to his administration about participating at some point in the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Mr. Obama's remarks Wednesday to American Public Media's Marketplace program comes as he faces a showdown in Congress with his Democratic Party allies who oppose giving him fast-track trade promotion authority.
Mr. Obama says China has contacted the White House and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and suggests Beijing does not want to be left out of the TPP's comprehensive scale and scope.
The fact is that if we have 11 of the leading economies in the Asia-Pacific region who have agreed to enforceable labor standards, enforceable environmental standards, strong IP protections, non-discrimination against foreign firms that are operating, access to those markets, reduced tariffs, then China is going to have to at least take those international norms into account.
TPP negotiations, when concluded, will govern 40% of U.S. imports and exports. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens more bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized in the Yangtze River as hope dims for finding more survivors. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. The official Xinhua News Agency said Thursday 39 more bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned cruise ship, bringing the death toll to 65. Nearly 400 passengers, many of whom are elderly, remain missing. An explosion at a gas station in Ghana's capital has killed some 90 people who had gathered for shelter during torrential rains. Ghanaian officials confirmed the accident Thursday. Reports from the scene said the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings. Fire Brigade spokesman Billy Anilgate said the blast was caused by a fire that erupted at a nearby building, then spread to the gas station and other buildings. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.